We had a good day to practice. A lot of work on special teams today. You know, they've got a great return game. We worked hard on that today in our field goal protection game and our kicking protection game. Obviously, both the punt and extra points and field goals. Offense and defensively, a lot of competition. We did some carded work today where our offense worked as the Bengals, our backups did, and gave our defense a good look. And conversely, we did some carded work where our defensive guys, our backups, really gave us a good look. We had full speed looks, got a lot of work done, had a very efficient practice today. Well, we just, I've said it from the beginning, we just want to play efficient football. We want to take care of the ball. We know the strength of our football team is going to be initially be our special teams and be the defensive side of the ball because there's some unknown. So initially we want to start on just be efficient, take care of the ball, and have balance in our attack. And we think we've got a great upside here, and that could evolve into starting on Sunday, and we're hoping that it does. But as with all offenses, it wouldn't matter. Taking care of the football is the number one thing. Playing efficient the quarterback position, having some balance, taking care of protecting the quarterback, those types of things. And I think, points come when you do those types of things. You'd have to ask them that question. I don't see it being an advantage one way or the other. The football is really universal. And every team going into the first game is going to have things that they're not going to be prepared for. We're not going to be prepared for all the things that we've seen defensively from Cincinnati because there'll be something new. It works on both sides of the ball. So I don't really think about it as being an advantage that our offense hasn't been seen yet. The Chicago Bear offense hasn't been seen yet by other teams. I just give defenses too much credit. They've got rules and ways they play regardless of what they see. And the teams that execute the best and win the line of scrimmage and take care of the football are usually the teams that win on that play. Offensively, well, they've got skill at the receiver position. Their quarterback is a very good decision maker. They're going to have two really good runners, a minimum of two really good runners. They're a very balanced football team with a good offensive line. So we have to be ready for all phases, and they'll take shots and look to make plays on the edges. So we're going to be tested, no doubt about it. I think that this is a game where you've got two teams that are probably going to be similar offensively and similar defensively, structurally. So, and two good special teams. So I look at it as a very even game in terms of the types of structure that they have on both sides of the ball. Well, Tate and Pac-Man are different, but they're both extremely explosive. Tate is a big man. If he gets space, he can go the distance. Pac-Man can still change direction. Our directional kicking and our ability to cover will be huge in this game. We've got to kick the ball away from these guys and close down the field, and then be able to put our cover team in position to make the tackle. If we go down the middle, it's a very, very difficult job for any team to cover these guys. Well, I think he does feel comfortable. I think that he's excited to play, and to see how this thing all sorts itself out through the course of the season. He's been very efficient. He's been very even keeled throughout training camp, the OTAs. He's worked efficiently over the last few weeks as we finished up training camp and got into our preparation. And I think that, there's so much unknown. There's unknown in terms of, where we are and with our offensive line, where we really are. And we'll find out on Sunday. We'll get a base on Sunday. And I said it a long time ago. I think we have shown signs that we can be a very good offense. Certainly, we want to taper our thoughts because we know we haven't done it, in a seasonal game, and I think we'll find out a lot more on Sunday. I can't answer that. I mean, he's appeared to be very even keeled. I mean, throughout, we haven't, as I've said before, we really won't know till some adversity hits. He's a fiery guy. Don't get me wrong, and I think people know that he's a fiery guy. He's a very competitive, very tough man and tough player. So I expect some of that to come out as we move along. But I think that he's been very even-keeled in terms of his preparation, his work ethic, and his determination to learn and get things done from his position standpoint.